Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Soko Sibiya, who joins you every morning right about this time to give you some wonderful news coming from the African continent. Good morning, Soko. How are you?
Good morning, Abungileng, to listeners.
Yeah. Soko, I saw this article and I said, as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, she's going to talk to me about this. She has to talk to me about this. But Africa is training a new generation of coders, eh?
Yes. You know, I think there's this talk about the fourth industrial revolution, and there's so many opposing sides to the fence, and many of those sides sometimes say that, you know, are robots going to take over human capital? And one of the things that you're finding out, or that I heard from a prime minister actually from Mauritius, was that, yes, you know, things are going to change, but things have always been changing. What governments need to do is to make sure that their countries are prepared for the change, because, you know, when something comes through, it's not about trying to stop it or delay it. It's about making sure that you are prepared, you have the correct skills to make sure that you can extract as much potential out of that that new wave. And one of the things that is happening across Africa, especially in Rwanda as well, is that whole training of coders. With the fourth industrial revolution, the Internet of Things, artificial intelligence as well, we need a new breed of specialists. And as the continent with the youngest population, I mean the most youngest people, basically, we need to start grooming our youth to take over such jobs when the need arises. And this is what Rwanda has done. The model is also replicated in other parts of Africa as well. So in terms of us going through space, you know, getting connected to data, getting connected to other services, we also need the skills to make sure that we can actually run this up. So it's not like we're always importing skills. The minute we learn how to do, you know, how to maintain our these satellites, how to maintain towers, for example, then you don't need to be calling other people to come in and then paying that money to another country, because then the skills, and it rotates within the economy of that country, and we can knowledge share within the continent as well.
So I must say, though, it seems like Rwanda is fast becoming, you know, the poster boy for the African continent.
You know, I think it's mainly because in ICT. So Rwanda doesn't have commodities. They don't rely on mining, gold, you know, all the other mineral extracts that many countries have heavily relied upon. They've made it a point that they are landlocked. What they do have is human capital, and they've made sure that ICT is what they are good at. So they pump in money for anything that's ICT related. And if you think about it, everything is becoming automated. So they want to become big in manufacturing. They want to become big in ICT skills. They want to become big in things that, you know, where you can train people. It's not reliant on whether or not you struck gold, literally, you know, or someone else is buying something for you. They want to make sure that what they can export is expertise and skills. And this is what we need going forward, that we need to start training people with regards to what's going to happen.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear. Soko, thank you so much once again for joining us on the show. We chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That is Soko Sibiya, who is the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, to visit www.africa.com.